Welcome to Zichur Mishnah Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Maseches Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, and Gimel. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur, will not include a pop quiz. So let's begin by reviewing the Simanim from the previous Aprakim beginning, Maseches Brachas, Perek Dal, Tefilas HaShachar. So the first Siman is Zmanim, then Beis HaMidrash, then Shmoneh Esrei, then Keva, then Chamor, then Sfina, and then Musafin. Good. Perek He, Ein Omdim. The first Siman is Chasidim, then Geshamim, then Kansipur, then Terif, then Simon Ra. Good. Perek Vav, Ketzad Mavarchin. The first Simon is Alaperos, then Ta'a, then Shahakol, then Minim Harbe, then Parperes, then Mavarch HaKulan, then Iker V'Tafel, and then Me'ein Shalosh. Good. Perek Zayin Shlosh Shachu. The first Simon is Zimun, then Nek, then Ketzad, then L'chalak, and then Shtei Chaburos. Good. Perek Ches, Eil Dvarim. The first Siman is Yom Yain, then Netila Maziga, then Mapa, then Mechabdin, then Havdalah, then Ein Mavarchin, then Shachach, and then Kos. Good. Perek Tes, Haroa. The first Siman is Nisim, then Chamesh Brachos, then Shehachiyanu, then Nichnas, and then Be'ahavta. Good. Then we go to Perek. The first Perek, Eil Dvarim. The first Siman is Ein Shiur, then Shishim, then Sada, then Inglam, then Ilan, and then Yemareach. Good. Perek Beis, Ve'el Mapsikim. The first Siman is Mapsikim, then Amasamayim, then Gader, then Charuvim, then Shnei Minim, then Maisa, then Goyim, then Chetzi. Good. And Perek Gimel, the first Siman is Malbanos. So then in terms of the overall organization of Maseches Peah, it's 8 Prakim, and the numbers to remember are 4, 2, 3, 2, 1. The first 4 Prakim deal with Peah, Dal, and Hey. Those 2 Prakim also deal with Leket. Then Hey, Vav, Zayin, those 3 deal with Shicha, and then Zayin and Ches deal with Perek and Olos, and then the last Perek also deals with Maaser Ani. Good. So then we get to Mishnah Beis, which begins, Hamanamra said Deyu, if one harvests his field in patches, Mashir Klachim Lachim, and he leaves over the moist stalks, Rekiva Oimer Noisim Peah Mikol Echo Ve'Echot, he has to get Peah from each patch. The beginning of this Nimer process, this harvesting in patches, is not considered Tchilas Katsir, the beginning of the harvesting. But Chachamim Omri Me'Echot Al Kol, they hold you only have to give one payer for the entire field because the Nimur is considered the beginning of the Ksira. The Lashon of Menamer comes from the Lashon of leper because the field looks like the skin of a spotted leopard. The Mishnah concludes, The Mechamim are Modi Chachamim Rekiva in a case where one plants dill or chardal or mustard in 3 different patches, which is the way it's typically done, then in that case, Shu knows some payah mikol echo ve'echod. Then one gives payah from each one of those patches. So the Simur Mishnah base is going to be Menamer. Then we get to Mishnah Gimel, which begins, Hamaklik Batzalim Lachim Moshuk. If one plucks out the moist onions to take to the marketplace to sell, Makayim Yaveshim Agorim, and he keeps the dry ones in the ground, which eventually are going to be plucked for storage, Nosim Pei Le'ela Atzman Le'ela Atzman. Then he gives payah from each one separately because they have 2 different purposes. It's almost like 2 different species, even though it's the same onion. V'ken ba'afunim, same by chickpeas, v'ken v'cherim, and the same thing by a vineyard. Then the Mishnah continues, Hamedo, if one just thins out the crop by taking out some of the onions to leave more room for the other ones to grow, Nosim Mina Mashor Alma Shashir. Then he only takes payah from what's left over. The ones who are plucked out for room are not considered harvested that one would be required to take payah from. The Mishnah that concludes, Hamachik Machas Yab, but if one plucks everything out for the same purpose, first he takes out the moist ones, and then he's going to take the dry ones, but for the same purpose, Nosim Mina Mashor Alko, then he's going to get payah from the dry ones on all the onions that were plucked. So the simple Mishnah Gimel is going to be Betzalim, onions. So the 2 simanim are Menamer Betzalim. Menamer Betzalim. Okay, so in terms of the simon story for Perek Gimel, the Zichru simon for Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So the simon story is the camel's running through the square patches of grain, the Malbanos, that were chased by a leopard, Menamer, start to cry from all the onions in the field, the Betzalim. Once again, the camel's running through the square patches of grain, the Malbanos, that were chased by a leopard, Menamer, started to cry from all the onions in the field, all the Betzalim in the field. So we have Malbanos, Menamer, Betzalim. Malbanos, Menamer, Betzalim. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar, Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.